Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of the Two-Turn Parent Podcast. This episode, we're carrying on with the theme of the previous episode and looking in detail at year 7, 10 and 12. So I've asked a few students to sit down with me and share their thoughts on how they're dealing with the step up from primary school, in case of year 7, from year 9 to 10, or from year 11 to 12. We hope you find this episode useful and maybe helps you understand the new challenges that your child might be facing as they move up through the key stages. And as always, if you need to get in touch, please use the contact page on the school website. Okay, and now I'm here with Miley, Max and Sadie, and they're in year 7, so they've been here for just over a half term. And I'd like to ask them first, what has been most different to your time at primary school? And Miley, why don't you start us off?
Because there's like been more homework and it's just stricter.
Has it been a big change?
Yeah, massively.
Do you think you've kind of gotten on top of it now? You're still getting used to it?
Yeah, like, I've got the hang of it. Like, I know what to do and what not to do.
For the most part?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Max, what do you think?
I like the dinners.
What's your favourite?
The pizza.
You like pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, that's something to look forward to. Sadie, what do you think?
The teachers.
You like them?
Yeah,
some of them. Okay, and now I thought we could talk about what's been the most challenging part about moving up from primary school. So, Miley, what do you think?
The lessons, because it's just more different than primary.
It's a big change.
Yeah.
What do you think your favourite lesson is so far?
Probably PE, because it's like outside.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different to the other ones. Fab, thank you. Max, what do you think the hardest thing's been?
I think that it's like, because there's more lessons and it's longer the day.
Yeah,
primary.
So it's a lot more work that you fit in
to
a day. Yeah, lovely. And Sadie, what do you reckon?
I'm like learning the timetables because there's lots of rooms.
Yeah, and it is like a huge school, isn't it? Obviously, full of people. Fab, thank you very much. All right, and finally, what advice would you give to a new Year 7 student, maybe to help them deal with those hard things that we just talked about? Miley, what do you think?
Probably just be yourself. Like, don't try and compete with the people, just you.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Really good. Max, what do you think?
I think to learn the timetable and get to know all the classrooms.
So you know where you're going and you're not lost or late or anything. Yeah. Fantastic. Sadie, what do you think?
I think make friends so you're not lonely.
Yeah.
And you have someone to watch a lesson with.
Yeah. Have you managed to make a lot of friends since you started?
Yeah,
of course you have. Right, thank you all very, very much for your time.
You have 3 minutes to make your way to your next lesson. Please follow the one-way system.
And now I'm here with Layla and Matteo from Year 10, and I thought we'd start off by talking about what has been the most different thing about school when you compare it to your time in Year 7, 8 and 9. So Matteo, why don't you start?
So in Year 7, 8 and 9 you don't get much homework, and now in Year 10 you get more homework and the work's more detailed now you're in GCSE.
So it's a big step up. And Layla, what do you think?
In Year 7 you've got like more like a variety of subjects, so you find out what like suits you best, like drama and DT. If you don't want to take them for your GCSEs, then you don't need to.
And have you liked being able to narrow it down a little bit?
Yeah, because I'm not the keenest on drama, but like I found now like my way with PE and stuff, which I enjoy.
Okay, fab. Now we'll talk about what's been the best change since Key Stage 3. So what's been the thing you've liked the most, Layla, why don't you start us?
Like how much independence are you given? So like teachers aren't pressuring you to do revision, you're just kind of like left on your own to do it.
Yeah, and you like that sort of independence?
Yeah, because then you're not stressing.
Okay, Matteo, what do you think?
Quite similar to Layla, but it's more independent work without teachers being involved and you just get left to it to do the work.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we've talked about some of the nicest things, but what do you think's been the most challenging part about moving up to Year 10, and maybe how have you dealt with it, Matteo?
The increase in homework. It's gone from being a little bit every week to quite a lot, like big paragraphs you have to do and stuff. And I've just kind of kept on top of it and kept organised.
Yeah, so do you kind of like do it the same week that you get it and stuff like that? Yeah, okay. Layla, what do you think?
Probably like the pressure of your marks coming up because the teachers make it like such like pressure like on you.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably that.
And how do you kind of cope with that pressure?
I'd probably say like getting a hot chocolate and watching like Married at First Sight or something. Like
lovely.
Just not stressing about it.
Time to like absolutely not think about your work sometimes. Yeah, absolutely lovely. Okay, and so last question. What advice would you both give to a pupil in year 9 moving up to year 10? So Layla, what do you think you'd say?
I'd probably say like know your revision like techniques, because I struggle with like mind maps because they're kind of all over the place, but I enjoy like, well, I don't enjoy, but flashcards like help me instead.
Yeah, so you've got to like find what sort of works for you.
Yeah.
Amazing, I like that a lot. And Mateo, what would you say?
Be organised and stay on top of the homework, because it just helps you be more organised.
Yeah. How would you kind of say to someone how they could be organised?
Just try and do it as soon as you can and use your planner.
Fab. Lovely. Thank you both very much. Okay, and now I'm here with Nell and Alex to speak a little bit about what the step up to year 12 has been like. So we'll start off with Nell, and what has been the biggest difference for you moving into year 12, do you think?
I've felt like the classes are much more productive. It's gone down from 30 to about 10 or 12, but I feel like I'm actually getting a lot more done and I'm enjoying it a lot more because everyone wants to be there for the lessons.
So do you like that sort of atmosphere in the lessons then?
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. Okay. Alex, what do you think?
I think the work's just got a lot harder, but like it's better because you've chosen to be there.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more fun because there's people in your lesson that actually enjoy the subject and enjoy it as much as you do.
Yeah, so it's been nice to like, pick what you're doing. Okay, amazing. And next I'd like to ask you both what you've enjoyed the most so far. So Nell, why don't you start us off?
Socialising is a lot more fun than in high school. I feel like in the common room, the groups merge a lot more because the dinner tables aren't that group.
Yeah.
And the socials in the evenings are so much fun.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. So it's like a nicer atmosphere. Yeah. Lovely. What do you think?
Feels a lot more like everyone gets along a lot better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got your friends, but then you've also got your friends from your lessons and the socials are just fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't even thought of that. Okay. And then lastly, we can maybe talk about what the hardest part, what the biggest challenge so far has been with year 12, and maybe if you could, how you sorted that out and dealt with it. So Nell, why don't you go first?
The workload and the homework that I've been getting has increased a lot away from high school. I'm getting like 2 or 3 pieces just for 1 week. But I actually started using my free periods to study instead of just going to the shop. I don't even have to do anything when I'm out of school. It can get done during the school day.
Is that what you'd sort of advise a new year 12 to do as well? To use those free periods really wisely?
It does pile up very quickly if you don't get on straight away.
Amazing. And Alex, what do you think?
I think about, yeah, how much work you have to do yourself. Yeah, I think it's quite hard, but like, just do it in your freeze. It's a lot easier.
So you both say that's like the key to stay on top of it.
Yeah, you can get home and just relax.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay, amazing. No, that's really helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Turton Parent Podcast. And once again, just a reminder that if you need to contact the school or leave any feedback, please use the contact page on the school website. Thank you.